Welcome back to Let's Get Local here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. I'm really glad to be with you again as we prepare for Eat Local, Give Local next week. Again, that's coming up on August 19th. So many great participating restaurants around the area. You can help raise money for Dane by Local just by going, eating, drinking, enjoying yourself at any of these wonderful places. Another one of the great restaurants that are featured during the event is Nano's Italian Restaurant, or Restaurant Italiano, here in Madison on South Whitney Way. And we have Juan with us from Nano's right now. Juan, how are you? And thanks for being on the program.
I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
It's great to talk with so many different business owners around, and especially focusing on restaurants. I mean, I love food. I love Italian food. Juan, tell us a little bit about how you kind of crafted and made your own type of restaurant here in Madison.
Well, we've been around for 7-8 years now. So we've actually been focusing on making Italian food from scratch. We make our own pastas, pizzas. So we also buy local products and just serve the best Italian food that we can.
I mean, looking at the what you offer on your website, too, as you go to the website, it's Nano's RestauranteItaliano.com. You can see some of the lovely food that you have, but also it looks like a lot goes into that, a lot of care, a lot of dedication, a lot of thought into making your food. Tell us a little bit about your background and the people that craft the food at Nano's.
From the first day that we opened, we focused on making our raviolis in-house, our lasagnas, our, most of our homemade noodles. So we tried to put some of the love into the pasta dishes, as well as any specials that we make for the weekends or during the week as well.
All right, what's one of your favorites there? What's one of the ones that the customers really love?
Well, definitely there's this one that's called Paglia Fieno alla Toscana. What's really good about that one, it's we make a homemade spinach fettuccine, and then also a regular homemade fettuccine. We put some Italian bacon, which is called pancetta, and then also prosciutto, and then a combination of mushrooms, which are portobello, porcini, and regular mushrooms, and then with sunray tomatoes and white wine cream sauce. That one, definitely one of the most popular dishes.
Okay, Juan, you're making me really hungry right now. So good work on that. What about your location? We know you're located on South Whitney Way.
Yeah, just we're right in the corner of Whitney and Odana. You can't miss us. It's off the Beltline, so right across from Hy-Vee. So really a busy corner, but really easy to find us. So
tell people about the times they can come into the restaurant each day of the week.
Well, we're open Sunday through Thursday from 11 a.m. through 10 p.m. And then Fridays and Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m.
What about some of the beverages that you pair with your foods there? What kind of things do you offer people on the beverage side?
Well, we have an open bar, so we have our own wines with our name on it. So we have Pinot Noir, so we have Cabernet, Chardonnay, Pinot Grigios. Definitely a large selection of wines, as well as an open bar. So, and then we also offer a happy hour during the week, Monday through Friday, 2:30 till 5 o'clock. So, and then that includes beverages and also appetizers.
Everybody loves a good happy hour, that's for sure. It's good to see people getting back into those things too. We're talking with Juan over at Nano's restaurant on South Whitney Way. Again, you can look them up, just Google Nano's and you can find the website. It's fantastic food, Italian restaurant, really great stuff there. Juan, what is your passion behind this restaurant? Why did you decide to become a restaurant owner?
Well, definitely. You know, I worked in the restaurant industry for several years, and seeing everything that was done at the restaurant, it kind of makes you to become your own boss. You know, you've been working for for somebody for certain years, and then you learn to do things. And obviously, you want to put that passion into your own business. So I've learned that, and I tried to do the best as possible as I can.
I love looking at the you know the different things on your menu too. You have a fish fry as well that you offer people. That's so popular in Wisconsin. Nice to have that on your menu too. I also see that you do catering. So tell people a little bit about the catering side of your operation.
So we have our catering menu online. During the pandemic, it's been something that it's been really popular. And we have different sizes. So if you're ever interested about catering, just give us a call. And if whatever you're looking for is not on the list, we can definitely put something together for you.
We're talking with Juan over at Nano's Restaurant here, 704 South Whitney Way. Information right online there. You can contact them on the social media as well, Facebook, Instagram for some things, but the website's fantastic. Juan, one thing I always have to ask people that have Italian restaurants is what makes a good pizza in your estimation?
Oh, definitely the crust and the sauce. You can't miss that. I mean, if you got to put the perfect touch on both of those two ingredients. So if you didn't have the perfect recipe for that, you'll have a really good pizza.
And when you make your own sauce, tell people about the process. What goes into making your own sauce for pizza or for pasta too?
Well, definitely you want to just make sure that when you're making your own stuff, you don't use anything that's already pre-made. You know, you definitely want to mix everything from scratch. And that's going to give the best flavor of it, as well as with the dough. You know, we make dough at the restaurant. We make it and we let it sit the time that it's got to do to make it a really good flavorful crust.
All right, Juan, last thing. People like to finish up their meals with desserts. I know you have some good ones. Tell people about some of the great desserts you offer too.
Definitely. Yes. So we offer, we also make really good tiramisu. We started making panna cottas. We also offer creme brulee, which is made in-house. Then we have cannolis, we have cream puffs, we call them profiteroles. Then spumoni ice cream. Right now for the summer, it's a really good dessert. But the one that I always like to recommend is tiramisu. Tiramisu is made in-house, you know, it's right there. And we always have really good comments about being really good, so you must try it.
That's Juan Murillo of Nano's Italian Restaurant or Nano's Restaurante Italiano in Madison, South Whitney Way. Juan, thanks for your time. Thanks for being involved in the Eat Local, Give Local event coming up on August 19th. And have a great, successful continuation here in 2021 coming back. I know you said business is picking up at the restaurant, so that's good to hear too.
Well, thank you for having us.
All right, we'll be back on the other side of the break here for more Let's Get Local.